Right, this is an update on my fundraising efforts for my trip to Zambia, and I've hit my sort of target already, only after a week, which is, I still can't quite kind of get over really, but massive thank you to everyone that's pledged money so far, and it's still live. I mean, it's the page is still live till the 20th of September, I think. So the door's still open if you still want to give or haven't donated anything yet and would still like to help out. Please, you know, pledge what you think's appropriate and you know, what you're able to. But everything will be spent on the project, going to help kind of, you know, make it look as polished and fantastic as I could possibly make it, and you know, enable me to do some other things, some of which I may not have thought of yet. Maybe help me to react to situations and that will occur, will come up whilst I'm there, whether it be you know, having some kind of emergency to sort out or you know, help out in a particular situation, and then, you know, when I come back and after the video's made, or the videos should I say, are made, then yeah, anything that's left over will be, you know, will go to either sponsoring children up at the Street Life Project, and helping the guys up there, and all the village in Scunsway with whatever they could do with next. I think the church, the building they used to meet in as a church is partly collapsing. So you know, maybe there'll be some money to put towards that, or just redonated elsewhere. There's so many kind of, so many needs to be met in the world, and so many, you know, stories to tell. So, you know, it will be put to good use. I can assure everyone. So, yeah. So, thank you to everyone that's pledged and donated, sort of large and small. You know, the amounts really aren't kind of aren't really a factor. It's the gesture that helps kind of make this kind of seem, you know, bigger than me just kind of going because of what happened to Mum and you know, the whole story there. It connects it to kind of many more people and, you know, I guess helps throw a bit of a window on the things that the guys are trying to do down in Scunsway and up in Kitwe as well. And, you know, Zambia as a whole, I've certainly been going online and kind of watching as many Zambian related videos as I possibly can, and there are many more projects out there to, you know, provide people with clean water and sanitation, and you know, do things like the Zambikes project that I found, which is amazing, utterly awesome and well worth checking out as a project that you just think, yes, this is, you know, this is something, yeah, being started by Westerners, but something that should be able to, you know, be maintained and taken forward by ordinary Zambians, kind of making, you know, helping make a difference in their own lives and those around them by, you know, providing bikes that people can A, use to get around in, B, the trailers that they make to use as ambulances to help get people into hospitals, and then, you know, they make these bamboo bikes as well, which you can buy in, you know, through various outlets around the world, and, you know, it's something where you can kind of, you know, buy a fantastic product and make a direct kind of have a direct impact in a country like Zambia. And I think that's probably one thing that, you know, one aspect of it, or one thing that I've been learning is you know, small steps, small choices, small decisions can make a big difference when kind of put together. So big thanks to everyone. You know, there's still plenty of time to get donations in. I've, you know, more or less packed and sorted. I've got a few things to sort out this week. Obviously, this time next week, I will be on the cusp of going and flying out with Dad and Trevor and Jeremy. Yeah, just looking forward to getting out there and getting stuck in, capturing, you know, as much stuff as I can see, telling as many stories as I can out there. I'm sure there'll be plenty going on and plenty to process and get out there. You know, maybe whilst I'm away, I'm not expecting kind of access to the internet to be very easy at all. But I will try if I can to upload some stuff and then kind of process everything and getting up online as soon as possible when I get back, so you can all see the fruits of the labour of what it's all been about. So yeah, thank you once again. I'll shut up now and. There'll be another update soon, hopefully.